You probably have a time for a few questions from the audience.
Thank you. For Dr. Gustafson, I wondered if you would comment on how health illiteracy is affecting your project.
Yeah, the literacy is a big deal. For chess, we do okay if a person can read at about the sixth grade level. This is a side study, but in breast cancer, we just finished a study where we went to people at 250% of poverty or less who had just been recently diagnosed with breast cancer in rural Wisconsin and in Detroit, urban Detroit. And we found that a couple of interesting things. 47% of the adults in Detroit are functionally illiterate. What that means is that our system has the potential of only affecting about 53% of the population there. Of that 53%, we did pretty good because we got not 30% of the 53, but 30% of the full population of recently diagnosed women with breast cancer in the Detroit area joined our study. So, and they use the system as much or more than more educated population. But don't let me downplay the importance of the literacy issue. We're now moving into using voice activation of the system so that we can voice over kind of stuff so that people don't need to know how to read in order to use the system. It's a really significant issue, and it's one that we have to make big progress in.
Probably have time for one more question.
I have a follow-up to that. I do research with rural women. Did you find differences in rural-urban access to be able to use your program?
I'm Swedish, okay, so I can't help but tease my Norwegian neighbors. So I claim that all rural Wisconsinites are impoverished Norwegians. You know, and they have very serious disabilities that Swedes don't have. Of course, they have a lot more oil than we do, too. But anyway, that's another story. We found that we had a little bit better success in recruiting women from rural areas. Then they were almost all Caucasian women in this particular case, and they used the system in total the same amount that the urban women who were almost all African American did. But the African American women tended not to use the discussion group as much, and tended to use the information and analytical services more. And strangely enough, it's the people who use discussion group less and analytical services more who benefit more from the system.
Okay, we're going to take a 15-minute break. Be back at 2:45 for the fourth session. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. You guys are doing amazing.